Blog Talk Radio.
So if you want to make six figures, you can't just be talking about you want to make six figures. You hear what I'm saying to you tonight? If you do the three things I tell you to do tonight, I guarantee you, whatever it is you want to do in life, you'll be able to do. You will be able to accomplish whatever you want to academically, financially, relationally, whatever. So three things. All right, I'm going to tell you the story. I got to get out of here. And the story is about, you guys have probably heard about this before. It was a young man who, you know, he wanted to make a lot of money, and so he went to this guru, right? And he told the guru, you know, I want to be on the same level you are. And so the guru said, if you want to be on the same level I'm on, I'll meet you tomorrow at the beach at 4 a.m. He liked the beach. I said, I want to make money. I don't want to swim. Guru said, if you want to make money, I'll meet you tomorrow, 4 a.m. So the young man got there at 4 a.m. He all ready to rock and roll, got on a suit. He should have wore shorts. The old man grabs his hand and said, how bad do you want to be successful? He said, real bad. He said, walk on out in the water. So he walks out into the water. Watch this. When he walks out into the water, it goes waist deep. So he's like, this guy crazy. Adrian, he's like, I want to make money. He got me out here swimming. I didn't ask to be a lifeguard. I want to make money. He got me in. So he said, come out a little further. Walked out a little further. Then he had it right around this area, the shoulder area. So this old man crazy. He's making money, but he's crazy. He said, come on out a little further. He came out a little further. It was right at his mouth. My man like, I'm about to go back in here. This child is mine. So the old man said, I thought you said you wanted to be successful. He said, I do. He said, walk a little further. He came, dropped his head in, held him down, hold him down. My man getting scratching, holding him down. I got you. I know you brushed it out, but I got you. He had him held down. I need you for an illustration. He had him held down just before my man was about to pass out. He raised him up. He said, I got a question for you. Somebody answer the question for me. He said, when you were underwater, what did you want to do? Lee, I'm looking for a different word, though, than lift. What's that word? Said I wanted to breathe. He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma in here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB, shortness of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you're trying to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling you. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You've got to be willing to work off of 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it. You got to go days without, listen to me, you got to want to be successful so bad that you forget to eat. Beyonce said once she was on the set doing her thing, 3 days had gone by, she forgot she didn't eat. Because she was engaged. I'll never forget when 50 Cent was doing his movie, I did a little research on 50, and 50 said that when he wasn't doing the movie, he was doing the soundtrack. And they said, when do you sleep, 50? Sleep, he said, sleep. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. He said, I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality. Football players, how many football players? Got anybody like football in here? Raise your hand. Anybody like football? Emmitt Smith. I used to be a Cowboy fan before they did my boy Tom Landry wrong. I used to be a Cowboy fan. And watch this, there was a commercial. Emmitt Smith had won his first Super Bowl, and he had this commercial when he was lifting weights. I don't know if you saw the commercial when he was lifting, and he said, Emmitt said, you know what? I won the Super Bowl so I can rest now. He was doing his bench press. So he said, I won the Super Bowl so I can rest now. So he throws over about 325, boom, and he rests for about 2 seconds. And he, boom, boom, boom. You see that? He'd already won a Super Bowl. He said, I think I'm going to take a rest. And he rests for how long? 1 second. Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. And I'm here to tell you today, if you got somebody came to my office the other day crying. I said, look, don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you today that you can come here. You can jump up. You can do flips. You can be excited when we give away money. But listen to me. You will never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do what you do. You won't be successful until you say, I don't need that money. Because I got it in here. So listen to me. Emmitt Smith said this at the end of the commercial. Emmitt Smith said, all men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. I'm going to say it again because you might have missed it. All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. So that means that there are some people who are going to see the professor, going to see the TA. And even when the professor says, I don't meet with you, my TA meets with you, you say, I don't want to talk to your TA. I don't pay the TA. I pay you to teach me. So you're going to have to find some time to meet me. If I got to meet you at the mall, if I got to meet you at your house, you are going to see me. Listen to me. All men are created equal. Some work hard in preseason. When I went to college, guys were way smarter than me. 4.0s, 3.0s. They went to the Ivy League high schools, came to Oakwood from these great high schools. Most of them are not doing what I'm doing. Why? Because it's not about where you come from. It's about heart. You come to a place where, you know, being smart ain't enough. You got to have heart. That's number one. Watch number two. Number two. Catch number two. I wrote it down. I wanted to make sure you got it. It says, to be, watch this. Watch this. We're talking about sacrifice now. The important thing is this. You're writing while I'm saying it. Because I only have about three more minutes. Listen to me. The most important thing is this. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. That's the number two thing. You got to catch that one. To be able to, listen to me, at any moment, some of you, you can make sacrifices when Monday Night Football is not on. You can make a sacrifice. But when the game come on, for some reason, you just attach to it. For some of you, when your favorite show come on, you can make sacrifices on Sunday when ain't nothing going on. But when your favorite show comes on Monday, bam, some of you focus until the phone ring, and then you're like, I got to answer. If I don't answer the phone, I'm going to die. I'm saying to you today that there are some of you, if you give up your cell phone, you would be successful. But your cell phone is more important to you than your success. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to hurt somebody. I'm going to hurt somebody. Some of you need to give up your cell phone. Because the time you spend on your cell phone could be used for your success. The time you could be using to be successful, you're using it on the cell. And the cell phone is not bringing you nothing but a bill. And somebody has told you, you couldn't live without it. I'm talking about going deep now, giving up stuff. Watch what it says. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could be. I don't do well in math. You're right. You ain't never studied. I'm not good in writing because you have never written before. But I dare you to fail in writing for a whole year to see if you can get to the end. I dare you to fail. I dare you to take that same class over and over again. I dare you to stop dropping classes like you saw. Always want to give up. I'm dropping. Why are you dropping? I'm so grateful that the slaves didn't drop and quit. Say, I'm just going to stop. I'm a slave. I'm just going to be a slave. I'm going to quit. Listen to me. The slaves said, we will live because one day we will become. We will always be slaves. So today, although we're slaves, we're going to act like we're free. And one day, our children will be free. If the slaves would have just said, we quit, we give up, we would have died in the middle passage. But some slaves said, I don't care what we go through. We're going to survive this. 400 years of slavery. We're going to get through this. And you can't get through it. 1825? You can't get through a writing class, and you got tutor after tutor, resource after resource. The problem is, you ain't never felt no pain before. You're soft. It's a soft generation. You quit on everything. Our people did not quit. Harriet Tubman not only made it, she went back and got some more. She said, you know what? I made it, but I'm going to walk all. Listen to me. Shh. not ride the bus. I'm going to walk all the way back down to the south to get some more. And you quitting on 1825? Now watch this. You quit after you, listen to me, you get a sleeping bag and you wait for them. You wait for the first WRA instructor to come in and you come out your sleeping bag, I need help. You quit after you do that. You quit after you had, listen to me, a WRA party. I'm having a party. Everybody come over. I got food, everything. And let them get over there. Let it be all the best writers. All right, I fooled y'all. I want to have a writing party. I'm serious. You quitting and you ain't even tried yet. Last one, I'm sorry. Last one. Listen to me. Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever. Listen to me, I'm telling you as I leave. Telling you as I leave, I was homeless for 2.5 years. And the problem with most of you, you never felt no pain before. Y'all spoiled. Y'all spoiled. Some of y'all spoiled. Just bottom line. Your parents have done everything for you. You never had to do nothing for yourself. You're spoiled. We're going to keep it real tonight. Some of you are spoiled brats. Every time you ever got in trouble, somebody in your house got you out of it. Every time you've done something you're not supposed to do, people say, Eric, your mother's a tyrant. You're right. She kicked me out. You're right. She's mean, but she developed a man because she put me out there and said, you're going to have to grow up. And some of you have never learned to grow up. And so every time something get hard, you quit, you call mama. I dare you to take a little pain. I dare you. I dare you not to go home. Somebody said, I don't go home, I feel bad. Go through it. You ain't going to die at the end of pain and success. You're not going to die because you're feeling a little pain. I'm not eating like I eat at home. That's why you're about to go to the next level, because if you keep eating like you had at home, you'll keep being a boy or a girl. It's time to become man, woman. So don't worry about a little pain. My greatest asset is I was homeless, so I can't feel a whole lot of pain. I've already been alone. There's not a whole lot of hurt I can feel on a little paper, on a little test. So I leave you, listen to me. We have gotten to a point where it's midterms and we're moving forward. The days of you getting money, I'm not saying we're quitting, but I'm saying the day has got to go from external to internal. You have to give it everything you got. No more TV, no more parties, no more plans. If you have a 4.0, what you need to be doing is studying. Get off the phone. I'm sorry, I'm not available until the end of this year. No, I'm for real. You reached the right number, but you called me at the wrong time. Call me back January 1st. I'm about to get busy now. Huh? I want you to have a countdown of your own. And say when the countdown is over, where the real, watch me, because when I was homeless, I knew something was wrong. I knew that wasn't the best of me. And one day I said, will the real Eric Thomas please stand up? Will the real Eric Thomas please stand up? Stop being this high school dropout. Stop giving up. Stop sleeping on the street. Stop walking up and down Finkel Avenue like you ain't got nothing and get your GED. Stop being afraid to take a test. Stop being afraid to go to college because your daddy didn't go and your mama didn't go. Stop being afraid and be the best Eric Thomas you can be. But listen to me, it's going to be hard. It took me 12 years to get a 4-year degree, but I got it. And guess what? On a degree, it don't have dates. So if it took you 4 and it took me 12, it don't show up nowhere. But I'm exactly where I wanted to be because I realized I got to commit my very being to this thing. I got to breathe it. I got to eat it. I got to sleep it. And until you get there, you'll never be successful in life. But once you get there, I guarantee you the world is yours. So work hard and you can have whatever it is you want. Thank you guys for your time.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? You know who it is. Coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. It is Peter the Rock Richardson talking about saving up athletes respectfully. And if you guys probably heard that right there before, man. If you haven't, I hope it's your first time, and I hope it got you ready and got you hungry and got ready and get you ready to enjoy the day and the rest of the weekend and not give in. All right, today is August 7th, man, and today, if you're in Dallas, Texas, Hope you guys' AC is working because it's going to be a hot one today. Right now it's 79 degrees, but it feels like 81. And you guys would not believe the high of today. Woo! We're going to hit that triple D, like the triple digits, 102. Ooh, if you got leather seats just like myself, man, you guys, you know, like in the winter, you want to go outside and warm your car up when it's cold. You guys probably want to go out there and cool your car off right now. If you got to go to work in the afternoon on that lunch break because it's going to be a hot one today. But as we progress later on in the day, then it's going to cool down a little bit. We got a low of 80. We got zero chance of rain, so sorry. We will not have no participation, excuse me. But hope you get any athletes out there. You guys going through fall camp and everything. You can stay hydrated. Keep a wet towel or keep a wet towel by you. Keep a little bucket of ice water. Do what you got to do to stay hydrated. We do not need anybody passing out or having heat strokes and doing everything like that because, I'm telling you, life is too precious. Like I said yesterday on my show, the best gift in life is life itself. Which brings me to my point, Treasure Thursday, saving our athletes respectfully. And when I say treasure, it's like Bruno Mars saying, treasure, ooh, ooh. Yeah, buddy, treasure. Inner kid in you. Now, you remember when you was a kid? And you could not be told no. When you was a kid, you was growing up in elementary, you wanted to be an artist, you wanted to be a professional athlete, you wanted to be a doctor, you wanted to be a lawyer. Even if you really didn't know what you wanted to be, and your teacher asked you, you said something. I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. Or most people, most of the boys walked around back then and say, I want to be an athlete. Didn't know what sport or nothing like that. I want to be an athlete. And you could not be told no. I remember where I come from. We used to go to Payless to get our cleats. It didn't matter if we was at Payless or we had Wilson's, Nikes. It didn't matter. We had some cleats. We used to be so happy. We wore our cleats to school. Treasure. But what happens with treasure is, every year we get older, we lose a little piece of that treasure. As we go through elementary, some of us don't play sports in middle school. They discover another part of treasure within themselves. Some get involved in art. Some get involved in ballet. Some get involved in dance. Some people understand that they're really smart, and that's when algebra comes into place, and people be like, That's when, like, upper level becomes, you get a challenge. And then once you progress into high school, some people don't play sports in high school. Then that's when some people's friends start to decrease. That's when, ultimately, to be real, that's when most races start to segregate. And then you find yourself losing some of that treasure. You don't be around the same group of people that you were in middle school and elementary. Sometimes that's when people come into the realization they're not going to play sports at the next level. So they start to resent that sport or resent that subject or resent those group of friends who they feel like they weren't accepted. And to take it a step further, after high school, then you go to college. Then you start in your freshman year, you take 12 hours, take the minimum. If you're an athlete in college, if you were fortunate to make it to D1 and play, then you realize you ain't going to play that sport no more. Then your senior year, you start to resent that sport. If you're in school, you end up becoming lost and not really understanding what you want to do with your life. So you lose some of that treasure. You lose that inner kid in you, you know, that fight that eventually got you there. And when I say got you there, it helped you say no to drugs growing up. It helped you to do that. It helped you to put in them extra cuts. It helped you to run them extra sprints. It helped you to stay out of ISS. It helped you to stay out of SAC. It helps you to do right by your community by not going to jail. Or if you end up going to jail at a young age, that treasure. You might have discovered that treasure while you was in there and understood that that's what I got to do to get back to me, doing me. What's the take 5 seconds right now and think about what is it that got you out of your socioeconomic status when you was a young age? When you was at a young age, think about it. What is it that you really wanted to be when you grow up, before you grew up, and you start just trying to pay your bills? Think about it. What is it? All right, 5 seconds is up. And I know you thought about it. And some people probably thinking about, man, you know what, man? I really wanted to play football. I really wanted to play in the NBA. Man, basketball was me. Football was me. Soccer was me. But you didn't come up making. You came up short. You might have had an injury that stopped you from doing it. You might have got into some trouble that stopped you from doing it. Regardless of what it is. Let me tell you something for the athletes right there. Don't give no sport the power over you. Don't give nothing the power over you. Only thing you need to give them all the power to is God. Some people walk around, man, I ain't nothing without football. I ain't nothing without basketball. I ain't nothing without track. I ain't nothing without baseball. I tell you what, no, the sport is nothing without you. So if you love that sport, do something that's going to ultimately get back to it. Because it's not the sport that made you. You made you. You put in the hard work. The hard work they put into you. You put in the hard work. You put in those blood, sweat, and tears. So when I talk about treasure, thinking about what drove you to do that sport. What ultimately there's something that you were doing that you really enjoyed, that you had a passion for, which gave you hope, and which ultimately gave other people's hope. Because hope is something that we have to hold on to. Hope is something that we have to hold on to, and that's how we unlock our treasure. That's how we unlock our treasure. Hope, helping others pursue excellence, and we do it subconsciously. We do it righteously. We don't even, like I say, subconsciously. We don't even know that we do it. What's your treasure? You're a little kid sitting in second grade, you know, You're sitting up there drawing, trying to stay in between the lines. You done learned something. That you learn something a little more than whenever you was in first grade, because in first grade, you was just chasing. Second grade, now you're trying to color. Stand between the lines. Third grade, you're trying to do math. What's up? You're trying to do math. Fourth grade, then that's when you start doing a little more. Fifth grade, oh, you're the big man in school. Oh, man, so what is that that kept you feeling like you was the man? Did you make people laugh? Were you the one telling jokes? Well, was it hard for the teacher? Were you the one the teacher was saying that you was a clown? If that's the case, you like Will Smith. Will Smith grew up. Will Smith was in elementary. And the teacher was like, kids, if you guys get your work done and behave, we're going to let Will Smith perform in front of the class. I went to Harris Job Elementary, Muskogee, Oklahoma. Kindergarten. I was in there with a kid who can vouch for me on this. I was in there with a kid who ultimately was on my baseball team for the next 10 years of my life. I remember our PE teacher would go, yo, kids, if we guys perform in all our PE activities, we're going to have Pete do the Michael Jackson. So, you know what, they was like, oh, man, okay, let's do it. So we did what we had to do, and I remember my cousin who performed Michael Jackson at the talent show back in the day made me a Michael Jackson glove, and yes, I had glitter on my glove, and I went to work. I would walk all day around school with that glove on, waiting for PE, waiting to do good, and encourage other people to do good so they can see me perform like Michael Jackson. What is your treasure? Entertain. That's what I wanted to do, but I didn't know it. But then that's the treasure I had in me, which ultimately got me up out of where I was coming from, because sports is nothing but entertainment. That's when my sporting days was over. I knew I was still destined to do great. I just didn't know what. I just didn't know what. But let me tell you, I was watching Spider-Man last night, watching the Amazing Spider-Man, the very most recent one, the very most recent one, the one with Jamie Foxx in it. I split it up in 2 seconds. I ended up watching the second half of it last night, and something hit me. Something hit me. So when Jamie Foxx had just died, the second villain comes around, and this is what's bad, almost at the very end of the movie. Spider-Man tries to save his girl. Webbed all the way down. He at the top of this building, webbed all the way down, caught the girl. But he was really concerned, really concerned. Now I went back to the other Spider-Man, and I remember when he was really getting whooped, just like in this new one, he was really getting whooped. You know what he did? He took his mask off. He took his mask off. And then that's when it hit me. That's when it hit me. What are you covering up? What are you covering up? When things get real, when you lose something, have you really lost something? Have you really went through some pain? Have you really lost a loved one? Have you lost a family member? Have you ever felt like you've lost yourself? What have you really been through in life? When you really go through some things in your life, you ain't got nobody to depend on but yourself. You never know how hard, you never know how strong you are until being strong is the only thing left to be. Just like I say every day, adversity makes people break, but it makes some people break records. Unmask yourself. Sometimes you have to go through a lot and lose everything you got to get back by yourself, humble yourself, go before God, and try to unlock that treasure. Unlock that treasure. But let me tell you something. It's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Everybody would be unlocking that treasure. But just like what they say. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Just like in sports, some people just proud to put that jersey on there, put that jersey on their chest. Whether you go to a small school, big school, you still have those kids who just want to put that jersey on, and that's all. That's all. What's your treasure? Go do something. That's how you're going to find it. Most successful people, all you see is the success. You don't see what they did to get to that success because nobody wants to go through the process. They just wanted to wake up and happen. But I'm going to tell you one thing. It just won't wake up and happen. It just won't. Whether it be LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Lou Gehrig from back in the day, Babe Ruth, the list goes on and on. Nothing just happens. Them guys had to go through something, get kicked off a team, whatever it was, James Brown, be homeless as a kid. What's up? What's your excuse? Find your treasure. Sometimes you got to go through a lot. But pain is only temporary, no matter how long it is. So when you really start to, it's just like, have you ever got baptized in your life? Have you ever went to church camp? Have you ever went to church camp? And you come back home on a high. Everything you do, you breathe, you smell, you taste Jesus. And then a couple weeks later, you find yourself doing the same thing you was doing. And while I'm on that topic, one thing that really messes us up as men, because high percentage of us, minority men, grow up with our mama or our grandparents, and then once they see us talking, doing something or saying something, and they know that we just got baptized 2 weeks ago, they be like, oh, why you just got baptized? Why are you doing that? I'm going to tell them to be quiet. Just for those that just growing up in a female household, growing up with some testosterone in us, that's when we really be like, maybe I don't want to be saved. Maybe I don't want to get closer to God because I can't walk around like a little punk. And that's what tear us up because then we don't know what we really want. We don't know if we really believe in God or we really believe in what society has accepted. Sometimes men dream, or sometimes men grow up weak because our mama or our grandparents are sitting up there telling us what we doing ain't righteous. Killing us before we even get started. So for the parents out there that's trying to be judgmental, they sitting in the church and they don't even go. Oh, when they go, they go outside taking cigarette breaks. So for the little kids growing up out there, hey, you give your life to God. You live the life that you want to do. As long as you feel like what you're doing is right, then you do what you got to do to get up out of there. But once you realize that something that you're doing is wrong, that's when you got to let it go. But back to what I was saying, discover your treasure. Discover that treasure. What's deep inside of you? What got you up out the hood? What got you up out the suburbs? What got you up out of your mama, your daddy house, your grandma house, your auntie house? What got you up out of there? It wasn't the sport. It wasn't the school subject. You made that school subject. You made that sport. It was something within you that helped you get out of there. It comes from within, not without, without no doubt. So let's get it done. Just think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Unmask yourself. It's not till you really go through some pain. It's when you just want to unmask yourself. You just say, man, forget it. I give up, God. I give up. It's you. I can do anything through Christ. It's you. Most people want to walk around and being Superman. Just like I was saying about Spider-Man. When he really was about to go through something, he gave up being Spider-Man for 5 months. Before that, he took his mask off. Because he was concerned. He was hurt. He had just lost his girlfriend. In which he kept going back and forth, back and forth. Wasn't sure that he really wanted her, but when he lost her, that's when he really came into some senses. His spider sense didn't sense that, did it? But he took his mask off. Went away from being Spider-Man for 5 months. 5 months. It took a little kid to show some courage for this man to come back. That's when you never know how God will speak to you. You never know. That's why everybody adds to your life. Everybody is an addition to your life. A bum might walk to you up on the street, but you want to go running high. Somebody you know that got into some trouble in middle school or high school might run and try to put you on some game, but you might go running high. That auntie or uncle that you don't like might tell you about yourself. Tell you about yourself. But you don't want to hear that, right? You don't want to hear that. But that might be what you need to hear. That might be what you need to hear. Everybody that's telling you something good about you all the time, it's not always good for you. You got to listen to those. You got to listen to them haters out there. You got to listen to those who demand more of you. So sometimes, my grandma used to talk to me like I was nothing growing up, but, hey, that's what made me. Because ultimately, she knew. She didn't want me to be just like everybody else in my family. She knew. That's what helped me unlock my treasure. I was like, you know what? I ain't going to be just like my pop. I ain't going to be just like nobody up in here. I'm telling you. No, you ain't. You ain't going to do nothing. You just going to be like your daddy. Well, I tell you what, no, I ain't. But as soon as I came home, from little league tournaments, soon as I was getting all these MVPs, after, who was the first one to come up there? My last dollar, who was the first one I called? She was right there, right there. I could ask my grandma for $2. She might got $2.50 in her pocket. Guarantee you she'd give it to me. But it's almost like she understood what it took for me to keep that burning fire inside of my gut, which is still in there for you, still in there today. But I'm not saying it never disappeared, because I had to go through some pain. I had to go through some pain. Just like 2 years ago, I was basically living up out of my car. And it's not the car that I got right now. I had to go through some pain. Just like Eric Thomas said on that clip I just played you guys. You can't always run back home. You can't always run back home. Because you're giving the power to somebody else. You're letting somebody else get you up out of that hole. Get up there. Get out of that hole yourself. They didn't dig it. They didn't give it. They might have gave you the shovel, but they didn't dig it. So go through something. It's okay. It's all right to go through something. I'm telling you. But right now I'm about to go on a song break. I got PDP coming at you. Go play you two songs. I want to play two songs, but I don't even know. I'm so fired up. I might not get through both of them. But I'm going to let you guys enjoy some music real fast. And right after the song, we're going to get right back into Trencher.
What's up, everybody? I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Soul Radio. Right now, I'm about to take you into the mix. And right now, you listen to PDP. Oh, yes. Going live on Saving the Athletes respectfully on Blog Talk Radio Network. Hey, you guys, I want to thank you guys so much. It really means a lot to me for you guys checking in. When in doubt, it's not too late for you to succeed.
Love never felt so good. Michael Jackson, man, he rest in peace. Man, really, ultimately the king of pop. But nobody, and I'm sorry I had to cut you off right there, Mike, but I'm itching right now. I'm talking about Treasure. It's Treasure Thursday. Dave and I sleep respectfully if you just now got back on. But, hey, love never felt so good. I'm telling you, love never felt so good. But, like, what I was talking about right before the break, what I was talking about the opposite of love. I was talking about pain. If you ain't never went through no pain, then you must be ashamed. You must be living a perfect life. You must be living a perfect life. You ain't never went through nothing. But for those who go through something, those who experience that pain, those who experience that, those who ain't never got it right on the first time all the time, those who end up being the president of the United States or being the number one basketball player in the world who people kill for his shoes. I'm talking about Michael Jordan. That's what I'm talking about. And right now I'm trying to get you to unlock that seed. I'm trying to get you to get back to that core. Get back to the core. Get back to the real you. Get back to that kid. Get back to that person who wouldn't accept no. Who would not accept no. When your parents would ask you something, your parents would ask if you wanted to go outside. Either you was itching to go outside or you was itching to stay inside. I remember back in the day, my parents used to say, or my mama used to say, boy, stay in or out. Couldn't make up my mind. Boy, you going to stay in or you going to stay out? If you going to stay out, you get your butt outside. But I tell you what, If I was inside, I'm playing with my toys. Everybody know you had that one toy that you had when you was young. If you ever thought about running away, it was just you and that toy. Well, we're out of here. I was a Ninja Turtle fan. Ended up losing a couple of Ninja Turtles in the snow. It snowed one day. I went out there and buried my Ninja Turtle. My mama still talk about me to this day. Because I went out there and buried them and tried to come back. Tried to find my world. We going lost and found. I only found two of them. Somebody must have seen me. I said, burn them and got my Michelangelo toy. But what was it? What was it? If you was one of those people that love to stay outside and love to just go compete, play in the street. Nowadays, these kids got these iPads, got these iPhones. Want to stay in the house all the time. Get outdoors. Go compete. Go to restaurants, little kids on these little games. These iPads. Man, what's up with that? These devices were made to simplify our lives. Right, simplify our lives. Now we can change the world from a room on a laptop. But that's after you get your purpose. Start pursuing your passion. Not to come in between households and separate a house within a house. Little kids catching attitudes when you ground them. Going up, shooting up schools. Get to them early. Stop giving them these devices because so you ain't got to deal with them no more. Spend some time with the little ones. Help them get that, unlock that treasure that you had to get up out of your socioeconomic status. I'm telling you. It works. And for the kids that grew up, man, you probably, 23, 24, all the way up to 29, 30 years old, and you feel lost. Used to be like this way. Now you find yourself smoking every day. Now you find yourself drinking every day, something that you never done when you was in high school. And now you find yourself being a womanizer, trying to have sex with every girl you see, trying to have sex with every man you see. Trying to get confirmation from other people. Get confirmation from yourself. It's not until you can make yourself happy until you can make other people happy. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm not perfect in that area as well. I try to find clarification from females to try to see if I was doing good, trying to see if I was on the right track. Well, she ain't going to mess with me until I got a good car, so I got a good car. She ain't going to mess with me until I got a good job, so I got a good job. Trying to do something based on what somebody else thought. It's not until I really came into realization, it's not what they think. I'm going to do me. So I'm telling you guys, to stop trying to get clarification from other people, try to get clarification from yourself. It's not until you really work hard, go through some pain, and that's when you can really look in the mirror and look to your biggest competitor and say, I did that. Not because they got it out of me, because I wanted it for myself, and now I'm ready to go and get some more. What's up, baby? You start doing you, you attract the world to you. It opens up to you. Russell Simmons say the state of needing nothing attracts everything. But when you start to unlock that treasure, it's not going to be hard. I mean, I'm saying it is going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a walk in the park. So think about it. If you think it, you can do it. You can achieve it. Believe it. Sleep on it. Sleep on this message. Treasure Thursdays. Like I say, man, my name is Peter Richardson. Coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, saving our athletes respectfully. You know, man, it ain't matter what you've done or what you've been through. Life's about making your dreams come true. I'm going to leave you on that note right there, baby. Hope you guys got have a wonderful weekend. And I'm back at it again next week. We're getting with it again next week because I am on a mission. I'm on a mission. And it's not to go fishing. Let's go, baby. Have a great day. Nicki Minaj featuring Rihanna. I came to win. Yes, sir. You guys have a blessed weekend.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise. Maybe that is why I chase strangers away. They got their guns out aiming at me, but I become Neo when they